to this?
Well, Al Haig and Ron Ziegler, with whom I just talked, think that the play came out extremely well.
And it's getting better.
Give me your appraisal, because they were very pleased. I didn't talk much to Al, but I did.
My appraisal is they had started pissing on it.
That's before we went.
Before we went.
Yeah.
Then, of course, they were in the dilemma that they couldn't turn around right away. So every day, though, they've been improving their stories.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's come out very well.
Yeah.
And in fact...
I suppose, Henry, the fact that they had pissed on it made it better than it was. Otherwise, they would have expected ho-hum what's new.
And now that I can start backgrounding, I can explain to them, Mr. President, they say there was no substantive achievement. We didn't want a substantive achievement because then we would have had to settle the monetary issue.
That's right.
What we wanted was a procedure by which we could go ahead on the Year of Europe.
That's right.
In forums in which we would have friends with us.
Yeah, when I was trying to think how that clever thing that Pompidou said. He says conception is, of course, much more pleasant than delivery.
Yeah, but Pompidou also said things will now happen inevitably in the future.
Sure.
In the press. It's come out very well, Mr. President.
Good.
And it's
much better than we had any reason to expect, Henry.
Much better than we had any reason to suspect. And I'm beginning to think this whole affair is turning. All my mail now, Mr. President, is supportive.
Your mail? Oh, you mean here from people with...
My personal mail now says, the President, a lot of favorable letters about you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of favorable letters saying, we know who's brought these.
Mm-hmm. They're beginning to see the big picture, you mean.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. You know, one thing that... Homage and I understand Gurney have pressed, which would be good, is to say, why don't we call the big five up there, Mitchell and Haldeman and Ehrlichman and Colson and Dean. Of course, they can't get Dean until the 18th, and he wants his immunity. And then decide so that we can... It's the main thing people are interested in, whether the president was involved. Well, goddammit, the president was not involved in this hanky-panky at all, as you well know. But what they're trying to create that impression, though, Henry, by just dragging these damn hearings on and on and on and on and on. Don't you agree?
But I think, Mr. President, people are now getting bored. And they can't tell apart anymore who did what to whom.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
I think unless there's some new, unbelievable revelation, I don't mean little crappy stuff. I think we're over the worst of it. And I think this Iceland deal, Peter Lizagor, for example, has a column today in which he says there's a new mood. And
new mood?
Yeah. It speaks about our briefings. And it isn't yet a favorable column, but it's a substantive column.
Well, that's good. Just to sort of get them turned a bit.
I think that meeting in Reykjavik, strange as it may be, was almost a turning point.
Could be, Henry.
Well, first of all, it will be seen as... It will look even better at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because it will be seen to have been what made the Year of Europe.
That's right.
I mean, it could have failed.
Don't we know? That first day, it sure could have.
You got exactly what you set out to get.
Right. And we left the monetary thing hanging there, which is what we wanted.
Which is what really we wanted.
That's right. That's right.
I talked to Lord Cromer this morning, and he thinks it was a masterpiece.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
And Bertrand is coming over Monday. I'm going to spend Monday morning
with
him.
Right. Well, we've set up the play now where we can... You can follow up with dealing with these various people.
I'm having Bertrand on Monday. I'm seeing Joubert Thursday, and I'm seeing Barr the following Monday. After that thing will be humming.
Right, and let's get their ideas, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you see, this was the toughest one of these meetings. At every other meeting, we will be in a majority. Because the British and Germans will support us.
Yeah.
And on this idea of a European summit, if we really want it, we can get it, because Pompidou can't afford to stay away.
No, it's true.
That's why we don't have to force it now.
Absolutely. Let's not have the whole debate be about whether there's going to be a summit. After all, I am going to Europe. I'm going to see these people, and that's that.
That's right.
That's about the same thing. Whether we have the summit depends on other things.
But it was a great success.
Right. Well, incidentally, on this other thing, this, we, these things are going to go on and on. It's obvious what's happened now, Henry, is it? It's become basically a very partisan political gut fight. That's all, you know what I mean? These guys know from that the president is not involved in this, and so they're just trying their damnedest to drag it on and create doubts, you see? And we're just going to, I wouldn't worry about anything coming out. Stuff will come out, but it's not going to mean all that much. I mean,
we had a shocking 4 weeks, but I think we're over the worst of it. I mean, psychologically, in terms of...
Yeah, from the 30th, basically from the 30th, when I had to make the Haldeman-Ehrlichman move.
That's right.
Throughout the month of April, May, it was a son of a bitch.
It was, but you see, next week now, we're going to get that Vietnam agreement. No one can piss on that.
That's going to be Thursday.
Thursday.
Is that
Friday.
Definitely set?
Well, I'll know a little more by Tuesday, but...
You know, you're going to brief on that in Paris. I wondered if I could, if you could just send me the material so that I could get the few of the leaders in.
Oh, yeah.
And brief them at the same time.
I think you should.
See what I mean? I'll just...
No, I planned on,
yeah.
Planned it on that basis.
And that way we can let them...
What I thought we should do, Mr. President, is to, if this works according to schedule, then maybe Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday afternoon at 4,
mm-hmm.
Ziegler could announce at the briefing that we have reached an agreement which will be published the next day.
Right.
Then you could brief, then you could have the leaders in at 8:30 and go over the
right.
agreement with them.
Right.
But you'd get two bounces, you'd get...
Great,
two.
Great.
And I could say, brief the press there at 1, which would be about the same time as you.
That's right.
Having the leaders in.
Actually, whether same time, not as not as eight, when I get them in, that'll do the trick. I just good for me to see them on another subject, you see?
Oh, I had definitely counted on it working that way, that the announcement of the agreement will be made at the White House.
Good.
Without substance. I mean, the way we did it when
sure.
we announced the agreement.
Right.
We just have 4 or 5 lines.
Right, right.
Then
that's great.
We publish the text the next day.
Right.
And you simultaneously have the leaders in.
That's right.
And we will write the talking points for you.
Right. And, you know, they can be, you just write out the points and I'll just sit there and gas a little with them. And
that's right.
They'll all feel, we'll make
you ought to stay away from Cambodia and so forth. Easily be handled.
As well as I can, yeah. Well, we can give them a little hope on that. That's the best way to do
we'll see that on Wednesday.
Right. Well, anyway, hope you did you get any sleep last night?
Otherwise,
that kind of a trip where you only spend the day is really a rocker, isn't it? Knocks you right off.
That's 10 hours, which I never
do. Great. But you feel good this morning?
I feel great. Good to feel better.
Yeah, I went to bed, Charlie, after I talked to you.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Could you?
No, I saw a movie, and then that did it. Yeah, I slept pretty well. So, sure, I feel fine. But just figure that the main thing is, Henry, is looking back over these, it isn't just 4 weeks we've been at this for 4 years, 4.5 years. You want to remember that just the intensity of the battle, but it's virtually the same enemies, isn't it?
The same enemies
and
now trying to do legally what they tried with riots earlier.
Riots earlier and in an election, too.
That's right.
See, they failed with their riots. They failed in the election. Now they're trying to do it with a, you know, anyway. But it's the bad guys against the good guys. And really, I would think that, Henry, people like the Lissigars and the responsible people, the Stuart Alsops and the rest, would finally begin to see what we see, that good God, even a stinking meeting in Iceland is 10 times as important as this crappy Watergate crap.
But,
you see my point?
President, in all the reporting now, there is the tone of respect. You remember, they pissed on the Shanghai communique first.
Oh, yes.
And it didn't make any difference.
Yeah.
And they didn't really piss on this. Every day the news play has been getting better.
Uh-huh.
Which is really better for us.
Yeah.
Friday was better than Thursday. Today is better than yesterday.
Right.
And very respectful.
You're going to background a bit too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you can tell them, you know, that the importance of it.
Background some of the opinion leaders.
That's right. And, okay, you know, we had mentioned that we were going to brief the Congress on this meeting. I don't think probably it's worth it.
I thought it set up for Tuesday morning at 8:30.
Oh, here? Was that, When do you leave, though?
About 10, 11. I can stay through the meeting.
Mm-hmm. You think it's working?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you ought to be the working president.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
we can make enough out of this to make it worthwhile.
And I can explain to them a little bit what our strategy was.
Right. All right. That's what we'll do. We'll be set for it, Henry.